The Lord grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Psalm 143.
Destroy all them that vex my soul, for
A short reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. Keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. The Nunc Dimittis. Come, O Lord, and visit us in peace, that we may rejoice before you with a perfect heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for the needs of the world. We pray for all those who have been touched by this dreadful virus. We pray for the sick, for medical staff, for carers, and for all those involved in research, and especially at this time for those undergoing vaccinations and for those organising the vaccinations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our leaders and especially at this time for our Prime Minister in this country, for the future of our nation with regard to the rest of Europe. We pray for an outcome that may be fitting in your sight and may give support and encouragement to those with the greatest need to protect their jobs and their livelihoods and their futures. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And during this Advent season, we pray for ourselves that we may prepare for your coming. We may prepare for the joy of Christmas. And that our prayers and our services and all that we do in this place may be fitting in your sight, and allow us and others to glimpse your glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember the sick and the dying and those who suffer, whether in body, mind or spirit. Grant them peace, O Lord, and we pray for all who mourn. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, raise up, we pray, your power, and come among us, and with great might succour us, that whereas through our sins and wickedness we are grievously hindered in running the race that is set before us, your bountiful grace and mercy may speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honour and glory, now and forever. In peace we will lie down and sleep. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, as the night watch looks for the morning. Come with the dawning of the day. Restore us again, O God of hosts, show us the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Bless and keep us this night and always. Amen.